make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo.
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party for
Radio
our
Pizza Party.
Fifth week, broadcasting live from 101.9 CITR FM. On the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. My name is Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler, and I am here with
Jack Shaft Lamming.
Jack the Shaft. And so this is our fifth week. We've reached through our month here, and we actually have a special guest here today, don't we?
Well, I wouldn't call him special, but we have a guest.
No,
and
you wouldn't call him ableism.
Special. I would never call you special. I would call you a friend of mine.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.
And anyway, his name, not that you'd care, is Matthew.
Nickname.
The Fudge Boy Matthew.
I believe the name I put, I forget what the name I put for the show title
it was.
It
was Matthew Ipuppy.
Ipappy. Wenzel Washington.
Wenzel Washington.
Wenzel Washington.
Yeah, that was who we had you under.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll roll with it for this.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I think.
So, Matt,
Jack, why don't you explain what the show is before we get into
who
Matt is.
Matt has listened to two of the episodes. Let's get him to introduce the show. Matt, if you
Matt,
screw this
yeah,
up,
what's
this
the show?
Is done. This is going to be a 4-minute episode, but just take your time.
All right.
Whoa. That was
a we hooked
noise.
To the internet there on my
so
computer.
I'm introducing the show now?
If
well,
you
just
can.
Tell us what the show's about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if you've done your homework, bud.
So this show,
Chappy.
This show,
Pappy.
It's about these two guys who are moderate intelligence at best, is what I'd say. they talk about things for a while, and then they stop talking after an hour is over.
And we don't talk.
Well, what
for
do we? Okay,
6 days and 23 hours.
Yeah, this is the only time during the week that they talk. It's
this
real
the,
weird being their friend.
I'm hardly friends with Jack.
We act like mimes, like we dress in white and black. Well, I do especially for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you do wear.
And I pretend
black.
I'm in a box.
And you are a white guy.
Yeah.
But no,
very.
All jokes aside, every week we pick a topic out of a hat. We have a special guest, and we kind of discuss that topic, what it makes us feel, what our opinions are on it, and yeah, we basically do that every week. The last time it was
Halloween.
It was Halloween, and then before that it was
psychedelics and the nature of reality with Evan.
So
and
they run the gamut.
Yeah, that one was amazing. That was our best episode so far.
Well,
Matt, I hope you can top it.
Well, you can't say that. You can't say that because other people have been on the show, and
well, they can admit it.
you're allowed to pick favorites. I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
I, okay.
Just like my parents.
Oh,
pick favorites that aren't you.
And Matt, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah,
who are
you? What's your freaking deal, buddy?
How'd you sneak in here?
I'm Matt. I snuck in here when these guys weren't looking. This is my first time meeting him. Actually, hi.
Wow.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Matt. What's your name?
Let's shake hands,
Matt.
Oh, they're shaking it. We're also broadcasting live on my Facebook.
Oh, hey, Facebook. What's up, guys?
Hi, all of
Facebook. I can't read what they're saying, but
yeah.
Yeah,
think
so
anybody's saying anything. Oh, no,
I think there's some stuff going on.
Hey, Facebook.
Yeah.
So, Matt, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, my name's Matt. I grew up
What's your major?
I am an electrical engineer at the University of Victoria.
We've had a lot of people in the STEM fields, haven't we?
Yeah.
Actually, everyone except for Ben.
Yep, and I eat a lot of stems.
Yeah,
he does.
If he gets like a bunch of carrots, he only eats the stems.
That's real weird.
And I throw the rest out my window. There's like it's a big pile now.
Yeah, you actually
stem.
Got one of those dumpsters.
You
got a waste disposal company there.
What do you do with the rest of the carrot?
Oh, I just throw them out the window, into my dumpster, into my carrot dumpster.
Yeah,
the whole
dumpster
full of carrots.
I have one for each vegetable because I only eat the stems.
You have a different dumpster for each vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to pick a topic. I think we've gone long
enough.
We've
earned it.
We've earned it. So, right. I will
T-Bone,
hand off the
why
topics.
Why don't you hand me them tops?
Okay. So,
I'm
Matt, we'll get you to pick a topic.
I'm shaking
them
out.
We will play the... ooh, he's got the ASMR sound effects there.
Wow.
All right.
Here's all the
here
topics.
We go.
Matt, give us a drum roll.
Well, we got the thing.
How do I do a drum roll without
what the heck? Oh,
drums.
One sec. Sorry. I put the sound off.
Wow. Raw talent from our technical director.
Everything happens so badly.
Our CTO can't work.
Okay, ready? Let's pick a topic.
Can I pick this topic now?
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack.
Let's pick a topic.
I love those chimes. I love those chimes. That's by Nicholas Morgan.
All right. What is our topic?
What does it say?
The topic is liars and dishonesty.
Oh, okay. First question, Matt.
Heavy topic.
Matt, well, as a liar, yeah, what can you tell us about
as this? As a bona fide dishonest fellow.
Bona fide.
Okay. All right. That's one way of doing it.
Anyways, what's the question?
What can you tell us about being a liar from your firsthand experience?
It's pretty good because you can really be anything that you want to be because you can just lie about it.
Well, what's one thing you've been?
What is your most significant lie you've ever told?
Those
the most
questions.
Significant lie I've ever told?
Yeah.
That we...
Mine won.
You and me, Jack, that yeah. we are friends? That was a lie.
The question I asked, you said you could be whoever you wanted. What's yes. one person you have been by lying?
I've been an astronaut. I've also been a professional bullfighter. I wrestle alligators.
Wow.
I want to say
and this
three
all really happened?
Times a week. It really happened.
You're one of them BSers you hear about.
Hey.
A big snaker?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
You find big snakes and you just snake them?
I wrestle them, too. That's what I do.
That's a hard
I never
race
thought
to
I'd
win.
A snaker.
They constrict.
They do. They're very constricting.
So, like, what kind of snakes are you talking here?
We're talking...
Like anaconda.
Boa constrictors. We're talking...
Wait, when you were... So, you fought an anaconda, correct?
I have fought an anaconda.
So, did it want none, or what was the deal with that?
It didn't want none unless I had buns, hun, is what it said to me.
Wow. And you still fought it after that. After
I
that
was
moment.
A little bit uncomfortable, but we still, it was scheduled and we had like an audience and people were expecting it. So
did you have buns?
Yeah. At that
at
point,
time,
did you have buns?
At the time, that's actually why the anaconda wanted the buns and mm-hmm. they were taken from me, unfortunately.
What kind of buns? Hot cross or?
No.
Kaiser?
Kaiser buns, yes.
Like the German emperor?
Ooh,
like the
love
German
them.
Emperor.
The Weimar Republic.
I don't know.
That was
that
after
means.
He left.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Anyway,
in the 20s.
So what else do we know about lying? Tristan, tell me a big lie you've told. Tell me something you've never told another human being.
No, I don't know if I can do that. But in terms of lying and dishonest, you can do a dishonest act.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember the one of the only, like the only time I ever stole from like a thing.
A thing?
Like a retail store?
Not really. So what happened is a friend of mine's brother was at the local film school. Like not really film school, but the local college had a film program. And they
so
had,
film school?
Yeah, I guess. But it wasn't like a film school. It was Selkirk College.
Okay, Selkirk College.
And he was, his brother, they were doing the big end of the year show for all the films for the like the thing, right?
I love films.
Yeah. I love films.
Films are pretty good.
I'm a huge film guy.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it, and like we watch a few of them. Then there's an intermission, like a halftime, right?
Yeah. Like that Nas song. Half-time.
Yeah. So there's a big.
Just
there's
like
a,
it.
Yeah. There's this big plate, or not plate. There's a big table of like treats and goodies and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is like a complimentary thing. So I took a cookie and I walked away. Then I realized it was a bake sale. So I literally like me and my friend were walking, and I realized I'm like, oh my god. So I took a couple bites of the cookie.
And you put it back.
I couldn't finish the cookie.
Hello, 911. We've got a thief in the building.
I like to turn myself in. I have stolen a cookie.
I had to throw it away because I couldn't eat it because the guilt was so strong.
Really?
I had to throw it away.
That's
I couldn't
brutal.
Eat the cookie.
You didn't even... Okay, so that person made that cookie specifically for someone to enjoy.
To sell, too.
I think they would have wanted someone to enjoy it.
Well, I think they would have wanted money for that. That's part of the... how commerce works.
Yes, but after you had stolen it maliciously, might I add.
Well, it was I think it was ignorantly. There was no
with,
there was no mens rea.
Aforethought.
There was no mens rea.
What's a mens rea?
Like there's
yeah,
actus.
What does that mean?
That's like law 12, like actus, you have the act or you and then you have to have the malicious intent, and I did not because I thought it was free range.
That's what you tell us.
That's
can
what
just,
I
Can we just do a quick putting this guy on blast?
Because
he says free range if something's free to take. Like if I had a bowl of cookies that I wasn't selling,
uh-huh.
I would say that they're free. I wouldn't say that they're free range because they weren't raised in a field.
But when I say free range, you know what I mean.
Did these cookies have room to run around while growing up?
No, but if there's a bunch of cookies.
Yeah.
and I say, oh, yeah, Matt, you can have some. They're free range. What do you think?
I'd be like, that's an odd way of wording that sentence.
But you know what I mean, right?
But I would have a cookie.
You know that they're free. You wouldn't
probably
have
multiple cookies despite my
chubby.
No, yeah. No, that's beside the point. First of all, why would you have so many cookies? Because these are obviously for everyone in this hypothetical situation. They're not just for
I like
you.
Cookies.
They're free range for all sorts of people. You like cookies, eh? What's your favorite type of cookie?
My favorite type of cookie? Ooh, I'd say a classic chocolate chip, but really? Like with also having white chocolate chips
ooh,
in there.
Ooh, I'm a huge white chocolate fan.
It's not real chocolate,
Matt,
you know?
Yeah, I've seen who you date.
Coincidentally, that is Jack's
R&B name.
Yeah, this is R&B name.
White
he
chocolate?
Makes
good
some
one.
Good music. You should look him up on
also
YouTube.
Look me up on Twitter, Jack_Lamming, please. Anyone? I have 10 followers.
Do you actually have 10 followers?
I do. I'm up to the double digits.
Dude, I'll make a Twitter so I can follow you.
I have like a fake account basically following me.
Yeah. 10 followers. That's embarrassing. 10 followers. Imagine if that meant actual people who just followed you around. That'd be even scarier.
Man, Trump has like 40 million. That'd be terrifying. He's like walking down the street.
I don't think he just walks down the street anymore. He's the president.
I don't think he walks down the street.
I think he rolls.
Waddles.
Because he's got rolls.
I have to walk down the street, people. It's my Trump impression.
That's
hey,
wonderful.
Jack?
40 million people.
We're not playing
your
we're
Trump
not playing
impression
impressions.
Was terrible.
Do your Trump impression.
No,
this
I don't
isn't
have
an episode
one.
Of impressions. No impressions. No. None.
How,
not even
how
first impressions?
I?
First impressions. What are your first impressions of the show so far, Matt?
My first impressions of the show? Hey, this is nice. I like it.
I'm happy to hear that.
Hey,
so
that's
with that,
pretty good.
I like that. We're going to go to a music
break. It has
break.
Been 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Or wait, no,
no
hasn't.
It hasn't.
That clock has stopped.
It's been 17 minutes.
It's been 17 minutes?
You
okay, that clock is throwing me off because it's stuck.
You thought it's been 4 minutes?
I was like, this has been a very action-packed 4 minutes.
I thought it was 4 minutes.
How do you guys have any semblance of time? Okay, so we're going to play.
I don't have a watch and I don't have an internal compass.
So a tribute to Matt, we know what your favorite type of music is. What is it?
I enjoy hip-hop and R&B.
So we played a bunch of country and folk.
You make me so angry.
We picked
well,
those
let's
types
just
for you.
Start it off.
We'll just start it off.
What's
so
our first song?
It's called Second Chances by the band The Airstreams, which are Vancouver West Coast country rockers. I haven't even really listened to the song, but country music's usually pretty PG.
Vancouver isn't very country, though.
That's, I think, part of their mystique. All right, so we...
Who can they be?
So let's we'll play that and we'll play a couple ads and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Too much time and too much thinking about them. FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Radio to me was like a chance to kind of lie. It's just so perfect for lying. You could say anything.
But this is true. April 2nd, CIVL Radio in Abbotsford presents American-Canadian author, humorist, and radio producer Jonathan Goldstein, who will be giving a talk and Q&A session reflecting on his career, the practice of making radio, and his new show, Heavyweight. That's April 2nd at the UFV Abbotsford Building B. The event is free and open to the public.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. We are broadcasting live from 101.9 FM.
CITR FM.
And we heard us. And our topic today is liars and dishonesty. And we are here with Matt Wenzel, and my name is Tristan Wheeler, and
Jack Lemming is here.
Also.
I thought you were gonna say somebody else.
What do you guys think is the number one most dishonest act that's happened so far in the last, like, say, year?
In our lives, or news? The number one most dishonest act?
Dishonest act or lie.
Trump's acting like he doesn't sleep next to Vladimir Putin every night.
That's an edgy statement.
I think he legitimately they sleep in the same bed.
Really?
Wow, yep. Hey.
You think it's a king size bed?
They must be on weird sleep schedule.
It's a single bed. They sleep on top
They're
of each
They're in a
other,
dorm.
Like a double-decker bus.
I feel like the White House would have nice beds.
Nope, single bed. No, well, it's a nice single bed.
I think the idea is that they're on bunks, and then Donald's up on the top bunk saying, "Hey, Vlad, do you think Cindy, like, she, like, smiled at me earlier?" And then Vlad's like, "I don't know, man.
Cindy?
Who's Cindy?
I don't know. It's like a thing Trump would be into." This is not a political, like, hard-hitting radio show. We talk about, like,
we can hit
farts
hard
and stuff.
We can do a honky tonk. White people hitting it hard.
White people hitting it hard. Okay.
Should we keep going with the lie thing, Matt? What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
You asked me this earlier.
Okay, what's the smallest lie you've ever
told? Yeah, the smallest lie.
That's a good question. I tell
most pointless lie.
No, you're the only girl for me.
If a lie is like small,
he didn't care.
Here's a question: is a lie of omission still a lie?
It's a white lie.
It's a lie of omission, so that's right in the title. So yes,
you know what I meant.
Lie.
Is a lie of omission a lie?
For the purposes of this show, yes, it is a lie.
But you didn't tell a lie. You just didn't tell a lie.
Well, it's called a lie of omission, so I think yes.
Is it a lie of omission, or is it pronounced lie of omission?
I thought it was life omission.
Life omission.
Life.
Anyway, Matt, tell us your lie of omission.
Yeah, tell us your story.
I don't
tell us
to the extent that you're comfortable on the radio.
From set.
Is this my smallest lie or my biggest
either or
lie?
How about you tell it and then we have to figure it out.
Medium-sized lie.
What if I say 3 things that happen and you have to guess?
Ooh,
yes. 2 truths and a lie. Great idea.
Is that a great idea?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
No, I lied to you.
Okay.
Perfect example.
All right.
This is going to be quite difficult because I've put myself on the spot.
Okay. Well, why don't Tristan, you go first and then we'll circle back to you.
Okay.
I'll come up with things.
My favorite color is orange.
Is that similar to Orange?
Is that like Julian Orange?
My favorite celebrity is Julian Assange. And my favorite thing to eat is an orange. Oh. I shook my head every time I said something.
I know for a fact you have a shrine to Julian Assange.
Yes.
So I'm going to say your favorite color is orange.
That is a lie.
Oh, I've been bamboozled.
No, that means you got that right.
Oh, I haven't been boozled. No, I've been boozled. I haven't been bamboozled.
This is now a new game now.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, you're up next.
I'm up.
Right?
Yeah,
it's difficult on the spot.
I've never broken a bone.
He's shaking his head.
I've never sat on a bar stool. And I've only ever eaten Cheetos.
Oh, man.
I feel like more than one of those was a lie.
You have no way to prove that.
Well, I know you went to Asia and you got all the Cheetos there. You ate a bunch of Cheetos.
No, I didn't bring any clothes. I just brought a suitcase full of Cheetos.
That's weird.
No bags, just loose Cheetos.
Near the end of the trip, you made your clothes out of the bags, right? You were like,
no, I didn't bring bags.
No,
it was
the...
just a suitcase of Cheetos.
Oh, it was just the Cheetos. It wasn't bags.
Yeah, you
should
have seen the lining by the end of the trip.
Ooh, crusted.
Deep orange. Like deep purple, but orange.
Ooh, great band. All right, Matt, now your turn. I don't know what happened with Jack's there, but
all right, so my three things?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not have my dad's middle name right in my head until I was 15.
Can you tell us that is incredibly believable.
Can I tell
you
what
you think it was?
Yeah,
what
did you think it was?
I'll tell you. You don't know if it's a lie or not.
Well, what you can add that.
You need more detail.
Yeah.
I thought his middle name was Aubrey when in reality it is Andre. And I did not find this out until I saw
his. Is that because you just love Drake so much?
And
no, my grandpa's middle name, or my grandpa's actual name is
Aubrey. I think this is the truth. Okay, continue.
Okay, my second one. I'm not a big fan of tomatoes.
Okay.
I know for a fact you used to order pizza every week, and it was just tomatoes.
Yeah,
no crust,
cheese.
No cheese, no sauce. It
just
was just
grilled
a disc of baked tomatoes.
Wood fire tomatoes.
Anyway, what's your third one?
And my third one is I once got shocked real bad because I stuck my toes into an electrical outlet.
How thin were your toes?
Or how big was the electrical outlet?
Pretty big.
Ooh,
I'm
going to
say
one.
The third one is a lie.
I'm going to say the middle one is a lie.
Really?
Yeah, I think you love tomatoes. I think
wrong.
I saw you ate four tomatoes.
Wrong. I'm not a big tomato fan. And how would you stick your toe into an electrical outlet? That's obviously a lie. Jack is correct.
But you told me it was a big...
I was lying.
Oh, that's
also, you didn't know your dad's middle name?
No.
Is that true?
It's true. I thought his middle name was Aubrey because my grandpa's name is Aubrey, and I just assumed that's what it was. And
that
then I
sense.
Saw his passport one day when I was like 15 years old, and I was like,
when you were trying to like forge an identity,
I was trying to steal my father's identity. And yeah, his middle name's Andre, not Aubrey. And
man, well, your dad has a cool
middle name.
Shouts out to Jeremy Andre Wenzel. Damn, that's
Jeremy,
cool.
Jeremy.
While we're on the topic of dads. It's my dad's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dwayne Wheels Wheeler.
Dwayne Wheels Wheeler. It's his birthday. My sister said to say an embarrassing story. So once we were in a haunted house in Universal Studios.
Not like Countrywide Studios. It was Universal Studios.
Yeah, it was Universal. Like the entire universe was in this studio.
It was a big studio.
We were in this haunted house and there was like, spookers and stuff.
Spooks?
I got spooked. And I remember we were nearing the end, and this big, like, kind of like a chainsaw massacre dude. I think he had like a big like chainsaw thing.
Was he massacring people?
Ooh, he was wanting to. I saw it in his eyes. And
hey guys, I'm wanting to massacre you. So if you could stand still for a minute, that'd be great.
So he comes out like barreling down this like hallway or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like with like, there's like a cage in front of it. But he comes barreling out of like the darkness, and my dad bolts, leaving me. He runs out of the haunted house. I chase him because that's my dad, and he just ran away. And
so your dad tried to leave you to die.
Get chainsaw massacred.
I don't think his dad truly believed that man would chainsaw massacre Tristan.
I think he did, and I think he saw the opportunity, and he was ready to take
but
it.
But
I am rid of this child.
Are you saying that he brought him to the Chainsaw Massacre place to have him Chainsaw Massacre?
No, I don't think
massacred?
He knew.
That movie was actually based on the real life, this ride. It was based on it.
What's
really
what
horrifying
is his dad's a quick thinker,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, if this is real.
Israel?
If this is Israel, I have a chance to get rid of this son of mine forever. And he was like, all right, see ya.
His plan was foiled, though, when it all was a ruse.
So, then we ran out into the crowd of, like, hundreds of people, because it's Universal Studios.
Yeah.
All these people are laughing at us. Tourists of different types. I remember the people who were right behind us who asked, like, because I was freaked out. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, it's a haunted house, so I'm scared. I remember they came out. They were dying laughing. A guy took his hat off and threw it on the ground. He was laughing
Whoa,
so
was he
hard.
An oil prospector
yeah.
from, like, Texas? He fired a shotgun into the air.
I swear to God, he took his hat off and threw it on the ground. He was laughing so hard. Like, it was crazy. And then,
amazing.
And then, like, all these people were laughing. It was insane.
How did you ever recover from that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, it's all on you, Dad. You abandoned me. So,
happy
I was
birthday.
Like, yeah, happy birthday, Dad. You are another year.
You are either a quick thinking man or a very scared man.
You're 43 years old.
Happy 43rd.
On the subject of dads, shout out to Jack's dad. I'm sorry about that one thing.
you know what he's saying. Or maybe you don't. I don't think
your dad doesn't listen to this show, Jack.
It's true. They're a couple episodes behind.
Ooh.
Yeah. Should we do one of our first games?
Ooh. Yeah, because you know what? I get kind of do we want to do the other one?
I think we should do this one.
Okay, let's do that one.
Yeah, let's do this one. All right, so
this first game
is
called Devil's Advocate. Whoa, what the heck? Oops.
Smooth moves.
The music was still playing. okay, one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get the right music playing, maybe.
Okay, this is called Devil's Advocate.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a huge. Its number is 666.
And that was the theme song for Devil's Advocate, which is from the heavy metal song called Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. So, Matt, we'll tell you what the game is and to those listeners.
What is the game?
What we need you to do is we take a contentious topic. Mm-hmm. We're at a very liberal university, so you have to argue the other side of it.
Yeah, you have
One
to.
One second.
You have to argue the pro of what's in this hat.
What? Does the word contentious mean?
No. It's just things we could. Okay. No, not necessarily. It's just things we can have a debate about. Like you have to. Like
you
have devil's
to be
advocate,
pro.
Right?
You have to. Be
I know
pro
numbers,
whatever
not words.
Is in this hat.
You have to be pro whatever's in that hat.
You have to defend it to the death.
Yeah.
And if you don't defend it properly, we're gonna stab you.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Deal. Let's see. Mandatory minimum sentencing.
Okay.
This
Matt,
is heavy.
What's All your right. first argument?
Yeah.
So I'm the person who has to advocate for this.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like a lobbyist.
Yeah, you're lobbying us. We're the state.
Man, you gotta at the bare minimum, you gotta sentence them to
what
that
the hell?
Bare minimum.
Dude, come on.
Dude, okay, all right. All right, whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Next part. All
right, go on.
Yeah.
Wait, it's just all me talking?
No.
Okay,
you have to finish your argument.
So my argument against is that it's
Oh, this is a legitimate
like,
discussion.
Like it's inhuman.
You guys go first and
it's
I'll
inhuman.
I'll go second.
Yeah, like why would you let's say a lot of states have three strike rule.
Yeah.
Where if you've committed three crimes of any kind, life sentence, mandatory minimum
that's
life
insane.
Sentence. How dare you, Matthew?
How? Like,
how
what is your
oh, man.
Deal?
Dare you?
So, and that's another thing
I've
is
been
that
put on the wrong
that
side
mandatory
of this issue.
It's there's context to these to certain events.
Yeah.
And so like,
let's say a man steals
let's say,
bread
like,
to
possession
save
of co-
his starving family.
Yeah, his starving.
Okay,
so what are you
sentence him to death?
What are you saying would happen in that scenario?
Here's the deal, okay?
No, so, no, you don't get to talk. No,
I thought that was the whole point
I'll
of this game.
I'll turn your mic off.
God, our friendship is over.
We take are the, so done.
Take the ferry home.
What is your deal? You come here from Victoria?
I did.
Get it together.
Here's my view on the issue.
To advocate
okay?
something really horrible that happens to thousands of people.
That is disgusting.
You
man.
Are a horrible person.
I thought
I'll
was...
say that right now.
All
right,
closing
you
statement.
You guys made
man.
Closing statement.
Okay, so have you ever...
Okay, that's
no,
enough.
No, that's enough out of you.
What of the beast? For it is a human member. Its number is 666.
That was the All devil's right. advocate.
All right, should we do our follow-up game?
Let's do our follow-up
game. The devil's
game.
Avocado!
Oh, no, what?
Welcome to the Devil's Avocado.
What do you think about avocados?
What do you think about avocados, Matthew Wenzel?
Avocados are really good until they get real bad. They have a short, honestly, you need to eat them real fast. So if you buy a pack of avocados, yeah. it's too many avocados to have.
Let me tell you a life hack. What you do, you put them in the fridge.
Really?
Oh.
You let them get ripe, you put them in the fridge, take them out the night before, then you eat them. Good. Do you guys peel your avocados?
No, I just...
Sometimes, if I don't have a spoon or a knife or anything, I'll just kind of eat it like an apple, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. I just cut it, like, around the pit and then take the pit out, and then I squeeze them.
Do you take the pit out, like, with your bare hands? Like,
no, I take a knife
it.
And
yeah.
I put it in, and then I do the thing, and then I squeeze the avocados,
really good, yeah.
and I squeeze... Like when you squeeze
like
a lemon.
Like you're
but I squeeze
juicing
all the
them?
Yeah, I juice the avocados.
Juice the avocado.
What's another thing? You know, usually you put like salt or something on salt and pepper on like an avocado. Do you usually
no,
do that? No,
I do not.
I usually do that. But here's something you should try: a little bit of soy sauce in like the little in the little well that the pit makes.
I see.
Yeah. So that was the devil's avocado.
Why the devil's?
So that was the devil's avocado.
And what's our third podcast? Oh, wait, we didn't
make
that one.
We'll wait a little. Yeah, we didn't do that one. I told you.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
I told
about
you
that
we should have done that one, but Jack said no, so I didn't do it.
I don't know what you're talking
we
about.
We were going to do a third podcast.
Yeah,
we'll do that to another one.
My mic just like floated away.
Wait, was there another game?
No, it's fine.
It's not for you.
Today's topic is liars and dishonesty.
It is.
So, and what are some of the sorry. What are some of the biggest liars in history, would you guys think?
The biggest liars in history? Jack, you're the history buff.
I would say.
What would you say?
I would say I don't think anybody's ever lied.
Everything? Are you
saying
everything?
Do you
want to
know my reason?
Ever?
Yeah.
I think they're too dumb.
What?
Yeah, I think everybody's way too stupid to lie.
Too what? Stupid to
myself
lie?
Included.
What are you, Ricky Gervais in the movie The Invention of Lying?
I think lying is one of those stupid philosophy things. They just made up.
What?
Are you saying that like it like doesn't matter what people say, it's the truth?
It's always the truth.
Even if it didn't happen, lies are just one dude got salty that he was like, "Hey, that's not what happened."
Yeah. Matt, what do you think is the biggest liar in history?
The biggest liar in history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
History.
The biggest liar in history.
History.
I wasn't prepared for this question. Jack, I'd say you're the biggest liar in history.
Wow. That's a serious accusation. First
Joseph
mandatory.
Goebbels. First and Jack, Joseph Goebbels, the head of propaganda in Nazi Germany.
Wow, okay. That's a deep cut. Anyway, why am I the biggest liar? Of course I knew that. Why am I the biggest liar?
Because you're always messing with my emotions.
We can talk about this somewhere else.
You know what? We can talk about it now on air.
Are we going to talk about it right here?
Now.
Why'd you leave?
Ooh,
we
this
have
is hard
two kids.
So we
I don't know how it doesn't biologically make sense.
Listen, Mr. Wentz, we gotta listen to Jackie. He's trying to make a point.
Okay, Jack, what's your point?
Oh God. What?
What's your point?
You said something about him leaving you?
Oh, you left me and you know what? I'll tell you what. It hurt my good.
It hurt him good. What about you, Matt?
Did you hurt me good or did I hurt you good?
Did
or did I hurt you bad?
Was it getting good?
Or did I get gotcha?
Get got.
Spee.
Run through my hat. Spee.
I had to leave, Jack.
Why?
Because you're the biggest liar on planet Earth. We've already talked about this.
Okay. Well, that's the end of that game.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, though. You know what that got? How that got me? You know how that got me, Jack.
How'd it get you?
You know how it got me.
Well, why don't you tell me how it got you? I know already, but why don't you tell it for Matthew? He doesn't know how it got you.
I don't know.
Matt, that got me. Cheesed off.
Cheesed off. Cheesed off. Cheesed
Welcome
off.
To Cheesed Off.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Matt Tristan, why don't you tell me what gets you cheesed off?
I'll tell you what gets me cheesed off.
Tristan.
What does it?
I get cheesed off when I hear about Matt being mean to Jack.
I'll tell you what that cheeses me up to. You know what else cheeses me up?
What cheeses you up?
It's blue cheese.
It's too blue. It's not cheesy enough.
It's blue and it's moldy. I'm not convinced it's actually mold. I think it's little Englishmen with blue Sharpies.
All cheese is mold.
That's what does it to me, Matt. What cheeses you
what
up?
What cheeses you up?
Look at me when you're talking to me.
Welcome to Cheese Up.
All cheese is mold, and that doesn't sit well
That's
with me.
That's not
Just people
true.
Misclassifying cheese you off.
It does cheese me off. I guess I don't know as much about cheese as I originally thought.
Well, that's it. You've been cheesed.
You cheese.
Thanks, guys. You're cheesed off.
That was cheesed off.
Fuck the gates. that was a great app.
We just turned into like Alex Jones. I loved it.
Yeah. I'm pretty convinced in everything. I'm 90% sure everything he says is true.
I am sure as well.
Yeah. I think there is an AI.
What are you talking about?
Alex Jones. Like
water
Wars?
You water who? Water who's water? Water are you talking about? Who's water? What are you talking about?
Water, it's like it's in the ocean and it.
Oh really? Is that what that is?
It's wet. Yeah, actually.
Weird. I thought it was a big mirror. I was so confused.
Functionally, yes.
Oh, but what about like practically?
No. It's just water.
Wow.
Is that why Narcissus died? He was like, look at this mirror, and he tried to grab it and he died.
Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Or something.
No, he was like looking in the pond and he's like, damn, I'm looking fine.
Oh, and then he drowned.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna make out with myself. And he was like
And he just never stopped?
He never stopped. He was like
And he just
died.
Drowned?
He drowned it. He drowned to death.
You don't need to when you don't need to put your nose in the water in that.
You only need like 3 inches.
Do you not put your nose in people's mouths when you make out?
Have I been doing it wrong?
You only need 3 inches of water to drown.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Just saying.
It just needs to cover your nose and your mouth.
And my nose is 3 inches long, so
your nostrils are 3 inches wide.
Yeah.
There's some wide nostrils.
Yeah, people in the...
That's what they call him, wide nostrils Wheeler.
Yeah, Tristan Wild nostrils.
Yeah.
So how about we hit a break?
Let's hit a quick break.
Let's hit a quick break.
A QB.
The next song is called Welcome Matt, because welcome, oh. Matt.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, by Flophouse Jr.
Isn't there a song after that?
Should I just play that one, maybe?
Let's do that one.
This next song is by one of Matt's favorite bands.
Mumford and Sons. I do not like Mumford and Sons. I'm
More
sorry.
Like Dumford and Dumbs.
Oh.
I hope you're not listening, Marcus Mumford, because you probably have a lot of money to send shooters at me.
He's going to hire a hitman.
Marcus Mumford sent shooters after Jack.
Dude, don't doubt MM. M&M.
Okay.
All right, let's get this.
All right,
let's get to the song.
Let's
get this break on the road.
All right. Once it plays. All right.
You would be more useful as a lampshade, Tristan.
Get it together, Tristan.
What the heck? There's no
Come
sound.
On. Should we just sing the song?
I'm walking in the cave. In the cave. Oh, that's why I didn't turn the thing on. All right, let's play the song now. All right, Mumford and Sons. This is a deep cut. This isn't a hit. We're not allowed to play it.
Okay, come on. Just play the song.
Next to her and give her your heart, your heart as well as your body. And can you lie next to her and confess your love as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean? I'm clean, but tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Swear.
UBC Theatre and Film presents Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, translated into English by Bill Glasgow and John Van Buren. Raucous.
Realistic.
Women.
Set in 1965 against the backdrop of Quebec's quiet revolution, 15 women tell their story as lurking resentments ignite against Germain, the lucky winner of 1 million Gold Star tickets.
Reimagined by MFA director Diane Brown and choreographed by Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg, Les Belles Sœurs ends our theater season with a foot-stomping bang.
Running March 16th to April 1st. Curtain at 7:30 in the Frederick Wood Theater. Student tickets only $11.50. Tickets available at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
This stupid, rotten life.
Hey everyone, this is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
Hey, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from 101.9 CITR FM.
I'm going to put these glasses on.
What the concept of our show, it's called Radio Pizza Party. And what we do is we pick a topic out of a hat. This week's topic was liars and dishonesty. Don't cut me off.
I was just trying to
liars and dishonesty. And this week we have as our guest Wenzel Washington, first name Matthew. And yes, he's here all the way from the University of Victoria.
Which is a place we went to school at.
We all have been into the University of Victoria. We've been, into the
Mac with these guys, believe it or
the
not.
The macaroni and cheese McPherson Library,
Yep.
And we just hung out.
Mac and cheese, I did. Gotcha.
Yeah. And that was our life. And Tristan, what are we doing now?
We're gonna play a little game called Trivia.
Ooh. What's the theme song of Trivia? Because I like theme songs.
I was worried for a second we didn't have one.
Well, we do.
But it's an old one.
Yes, it is. It's an oldie but a greatie.
All right, we'll play that.
That's not how you say that.
Let's play it.
Detective.
After this, I'm gone. Detective.
No big surprise.
Detective!
Yeah. You're looking for me.
All right, welcome back to Trivia. Tristan, why don't you get us started with the first trivia?
And that was from the movie.
Do I answer the trivia question?
We both answer them. And then we compare answers.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
We compare and contrast.
Where did I put those? There they are. Oops. Whoa.
I'm ready for these.
Okay, so
questions.
We'll have some trivia questions here, Matthew.
Okay.
What was Henry David Thoreau's favorite goddamn food?
Hamburgers and French fries.
I'm going to guess it was bread with hazelnuts and figs.
That was close, Jack.
What was it?
What was the answer?
Hazelnut raisin bread.
How did he get it?
Oh, done.
Nah, so
how did he get it? He basically got it.
Weird.
Who's that dude even?
He wrote Walden.
He wrote some like anarcho-pacific thing.
You know that all I know is numbers, right? Like
He wrote 174578826.
I had a whole class that was just binary last semester.
Like that's all the teacher said?
That must have been pretty easy. You only had to know two numbers.
Yeah, why are you complaining? Easy.
That was real easy. Easy squeezy lemon peasy.
All right, next
lemon
question.
Lemon Yeezy, because you like that guy.
We do like Kanye West. All right, what's our second question?
Who invented that sweet brown sugar?
Beyonce.
Okay, come on.
We're talking about the drug that's sweet.
No, we're just saying sweet brown sugar.
Sweet brown sugar?
Yeah.
I'd say it was Jonathan Brown Sugar.
Jonathan Brown Sugar.
Jonathan Brown Sugar.
Wow.
His middle name? Farts.
Jonathan Farts Sugar, hey? Proud of yourself for that one, eh?
I'd say...
This guy's a journalist.
I'd say, the guy who put himself in that position to be the inventor of that certain item.
Wow, okay. If you like that...
Are you 5 years old?
Are you Louis C.K.'s kid?
Yeah. Who let the gorilla into the ballet? Just whoever was in charge of that.
Okay, the answer being Mr. C.R. Alder Wright invented heroin in 1874.
Wait,
so that
heroin?
Was the answer to that.
Yeah, that's
sweet
brown sugar.
Sweet brown sugar.
I thought you were literally talking about brown sugar.
Well, I said sweet brown sugar. That should have clued you into something.
Yeah, come on, man. Everybody knows heroin. Sweet, 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 like a peck of Splenda. That's what it was used for. It was a sugar substitute for 10 years.
And then people are like, whoa, this is doing something else.
I can't drive after drinking my morning coffee.
And I can't stop drinking my morning coffee.
I'm having an afternoon coffee, a mid-morning coffee, a mid-afternoon, everyone for 5 minutes. And yeah, that's how heroin started.
All right, we got another trivia question coming your way, brother.
All right.
Okay. How many nut critters are there?
Nut critters?
Yeah.
7.
Okay.
Do you want me to elaborate?
Yes.
Yeah. Give us
name
the names.
There's
of
7.
All 7. Like first and last.
We have like,
we got
tons of time.
Non-flying squirrels. We've got flying squirrels.
Mm-hmm. That's 2.
We've got chipmunks.
3.
come
on.
There's more. I know it.
Yeah.
I can't back up that statement, though.
Well,
we'll take it on good faith. Jack, what about yourself?
I'm going to go 63 billion, and I'll name every single one. Hank, John, Larence, Clarence, Trayvon,
okay.
Leron, Tranlin, Snatcher, Tinky Winky.
Ranlin?
Tranlin.
Oh, Tranlin.
His
okay.
brother's Ranlin, but he's not
Alvin,
a nut critter.
Theodore, what was the third?
Walden.
No,
Simon.
It wasn't. There was 3.
Henry, David, Thoreau.
Paul, Simon, Art, Garfunkel, and John Lennon. Those are all the nut critters. How many are there?
Squirrels eat nuts. That's the answer to that question.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I guess both types of squirrels.
No.
Flying and non-flying.
Nope. Just the regular old squirrel.
No, squirrels eat nuts is the answer.
Do flying squirrels eat airplanes.
I didn't know they flew that high.
Yeah.
No. They eat them when they're on the ground. Well, then... That's what they do.
That explains so much.
That explains all the flight delays. Like, shit, where'd the plane go? There's one fat flying squirrel.
He's like, hey, I
think I'm sorry.
That's I was going to say, sometimes if they're lucky, though, they'll climb up a really tall tree and jump onto one flying.
I feel like
not
the
as funny.
Pilot
okay.
shouldn't
How tall
be
is
flying
this tree?
So close to these trees.
Well, when you fly too close to the sun. Could you guys define the word goopy?
It's like when something has a slime-like or a non-plutonian liquid quality to it.
Nerd.
I would...
Not plutonian,
I would
that's the wrong word. I think it's Newtonian.
The same
I'm not
for
sure.
Matthew. I'd give that same description, but I'd like to give an example. It's Matthew's underwear.
That's disgusting, but I'm not going to say that it's untrue.
I was going to say Matthew's personality.
He just sort of like flops all over the place.
I meant to say right,
non-Newtonian, what is our official description?
Adjective, goopier, goopiest. Slang, characteristic of goop, sticky, viscous, mockishly. Sentimental, a goopy love story.
Oh, I didn't
so
think
I was
that.
Right.
We also have one more, Jack, which you wanted to ask.
I do
want to
ask it. Let me just.
Is it just for me?
Well, it's. I mean, yeah, mostly for you. Yeah.
All right, Matt. This is for you.
This one's for you.
What's your fucking deal?
What?
You heard
well,
it. You heard him.
Don't make me ask again.
Because we couldn't get away with it a second time.
Yeah.
What's my deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your deal?
My deal? I'm
That's
just
actually wrong. The answer is you're a goddamn idiot.
Frig boy.
You're a frig boy. Man.
You're a frig boy.
I resent that statement.
Hey,
yeah,
Matt.
But you do resemble it.
Matt, you're a frig boy.
You're a frig boy.
You're a frig boy.
That was out of left field. I wasn't expecting
Matt,
that.
You're a frig boy.
You've been fwigging.
You've been fwigging boy, brother.
Okay, let's end trivia.
I feel like I'm being put on blast here.
Do we want to play the thing on
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Detective.
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 After this, I'm wrong.
Detective.
After this, I'm wrong.
I'm
Detective!
You're looking for me.
Finish that line there again, please.
You're looking for me.
You're looking for me.
Detective!
I don't understand.
This is exactly what we knew was going to happen, Matthew.
Yeah, we were told you not to.
You guys
see
are
that.
3 steps ahead of me.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left. Let's do a quick lightning round. Tell me a lie right now, Matthew.
You are one of the most interesting people I've ever met, Jack.
Okay, that's a double negative. Tristan, why don't you
tell
me a lie?
How is that a double negative?
Because he was lying about lying. I'm obviously the most interesting person he knows. Tristan, why don't you tell me a lie? Give me a quick L.
I think that shirt you're wearing really shows that you love Kanye.
For the record, I am wearing an I Hate Kanye t-shirt.
And it has like some weird like some symbolism. He keeps telling me it's some Buddhist sign, but I don't know what to say to that.
It's a circle.
Something's in that circle.
Yeah, Tristan, I'm gonna tell you a quick lie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you a quick lie. Well, one Hindu is not Buddhism.
I know I got mixed up.
Here's a quick lie. You're really great on the soundboard.
Oh. I get it, because he's messed up like five times
okay,
already.
Okay, you haven't been on the soundboard. You don't know what the stress of the soundboard is.
Yeah, I do. I have a soundboard at home. I do a radio show at night, Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio?
Do you just talk about the movie Pirate
it's
Radio?
Jack.
Yeah, I just read the script from Pirate Radio every night.
You know, in the UK, it's called The Boat That Rocked.
Yeah, I know that. We have a minute and a half left. Matt, well, we have a tradition here. I don't know if you don't listen to our show.
I have listened.
You've listened.
Hey, what we do is we go around and we say one word each, and that becomes the title of our episode. Try to keep them coherent.
And try to keep it.
And try not to slur.
Yeah racially.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, T-Bone, why don't you start us off with a word?
Oh, I'll start.
Are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
We're going in random order. It's going to be tough because there's three of us.
That will be either clockwise or counterclockwise. There's two options.
Yeah, in random order.
Okay, mine is going to be slimy.
Bookshelf.
12.
Slimy bookshelf 12. That sounds like a terrible horror movie. Like a planet named Slimy.
Slimy bookshelf 12.
Oh, yeah, I was out there. I was out in the haunted house, and you know what? There was 12 bookshelves. You know what the 12th one was? It was slimy. I knew something was up.
All the books
are
there
books on
about
it?
Slime.
Are they goofy?
All the books were about slime.
Yeah, Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Oh, my favorite character.
Yeah, your
favorite character. You ever seen that scene when he comes out with a bunch of hot dogs in his mouth? It's great.
I think that may have just been a dream you had.
Ooh, that might have been a dream where I was looking in the mirror. And I got myself mixed up with a Slimer.
Was it a dream,
I've
though?
Seen your pajamas. They're a full-body latex Slimer suit.
It's two
They're
foot
not
tall.
Very, how do you sleep in those?
I have horrible scoliosis only at night.
in the day, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right, we have 4 seconds
left. How tight
is that skin suit? You've been great.
You've been
great.
See
you next time. Who's coming up next?
What
shows up next?
Oh, up next, we have African Rhythms with... host David Love Jones, and that's coming up in the next half hour here.
Man, that's a cool name.
That is a great name. I think we say that almost every time we've mentioned it.
Because it's such a great name.
It is a wonderful name.
David Love Jones. I'd get that tattooed on my forehead.
Don't.
Oh, yes. He'd probably like that.
He'd probably be uncomfortable with it. How well do you
next
know
next to some,
guy?
Like, Mbangwana Sta?
Can we play us out with some Mbangwana Sta?
I don't know how to just get Mbangwana Sta.
Mbangwana Sta. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Thank you so much for listening.
And we hope you
Thanks,
found
everybody.
What?